I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Folk rock is making a serious comeback, and it sounds big and bold. Take, for example, Mumford & Sons, an English folk rock band from London. Their debut album is Sigh No More and comes out here in the U.S. next week. Expect minstrel-like melody making. You can also expect them to rock it out.
Weep for yourself, my man. You'll never be what is in your heart. Weep, little lion man, you're not as brave as you were at the start. Rate yourself and rake yourself, take all the courage you have left. And waste it on fixing all the problems that you made in your own head. But it was not your fault but mine, and it was your heart on the line. I really fucked it up this time. Didn't I, my dear?
Marcus Mumford is the lead singer of Mumford & Sons. Ben Lovett plays keyboards and organ. Marcus and Ben, thanks a lot for joining us.
You're welcome.
Thanks for having us.
Hello.
Hello. I know folk rock will be an inevitable catch-all for a band that plays the dobro, mandolin, and banjo. Are you folk or are you rock or are you something else?
We don't know yet. We're a very new band and we're kind of figuring things out, but we do love folk and we love rock and we love country and we love dance. We love a lot of types of music. So I don't know. I think you get to pick. We're
right.
Not prescriptive.
Well, who comes into your minds as influences?
There's a lot of influences that come in. I mean, I was listening to a lot of Old Crow Medicine Show when we started the band. They're my favourite country band, pretty much. A lot of Alison Krauss and Union Station, and then, but also a lot of the Canadian guys like Broken Social Scene and Arcade Fire and Feist we're big fans of.
But denied my affections, my affections. So tell me now, where was my fault in loving you with my whole heart? Oh, tell me now, where was my fault in loving you?
Now, the name of the group is Mumford & Sons. Marcus, you are a Mumford. Are there any other Mumfords, and are there any Sons?
We're all Sons, and we're all Mumfords. I mean, we sort of named the band before we knew what was going to happen, so sometimes we have to explain to people that it is a band and that we are a four-piece rather than it being about me, which some people assume. But I think if you see us live, you understand that better. We're all songwriters. We're all... equal partners and owners of this project. So in the UK, there are lots of old businesses called like Smith & Sons, the tailors, where Smith might have set up the business, but then it's run equally by lots of different people. So that's kind of how we work and why we're called Mumford & Sons.
Now, the title of your album, Sigh No More, that's a line from Shakespeare's Much Ado About Nothing. What is the reference to the bard?
It's from a song that the ladies sing at the beginning of the play, Much Ado About Nothing, where they're talking about men's characters and, the character of a man. And they talk about men being fleeting and fickle, and but then at the end of the day, they're worth it. And so they say to each other, sigh no more, ladies, sigh no more. Men were deceivers ever. I think it's a beautiful summary of what a man can be like, and a lot of our songs are about, you know, trying to become a real dude.
But love, it will not betray you, dismay or enslave you. It will set you free, be more like the man you were made to be. There is a design, an alignment to cry of my heart to see the beauty love as it was made to be. Love that will not betray you, dismay or enslave you.
Now, the literary name checks don't end there. John Steinbeck is brought into the mix on the song Timshel. Tell us about that.
Steinbeck is a great American writer. I think you guys should be very proud. And he's been an influence, particularly his books East of Eden and Grapes of Wrath. Grapes of Wrath was a big part of the song Dust Bowl Dance on the record, and East of Eden on Timshel. We've learned a lot from him, and he's very eloquent.
I really want to go up to Salinas Valley, where he's from, and see there.
It's yeah, because you're in L.A. right now.
We're in L.A. right now, and so I'm not sure this represents real America. But yeah, I think it's a very fast evolution in your country. It's always moving, it's always changing. And that's exciting at the same time as terrifying. So the literary America, according to Steinbeck, is probably quite different.
Well, Marcus Mumford and Ben Lovett, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thanks, man.
All right, pleasure.
Cold is the water, it freezes your already cold mind, already cold, cold mind. And death is at your doorstep, and it will steal your innocence, but it will not steal your substance. But you are not alone in this, and you are not alone in this. As brothers we will stand, and we'll hold your hand, hold your hand.
Mumford and Sons play us out today from the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston. I'm Marco Werman. Thank you for listening.
And you are the mother, the mother of your baby child, the one to whom you gave life. And you have your choice.